Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to me only so far on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that are unfamiliar with my voice, again, my name is Peter Mingles. We started our radio show a long time ago to be able to form a platform, to be able to have a microphone for people that are doing the right things in home-based businesses. There's a lot of really great people out there that you don't know about, so we wanted to make sure that you do. On Building Fortunes Radio, we started with a great gentleman on Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. He actually took over my spot. I gave it up willingly to Ole Cantos. Ole Cantos is a gentleman who's an attorney over in Washington, D.C., and he happens to be a dad, adopted three boys. I think we're trying to get Leo on the other line. Leo, you coming in? Leo, are you there? Are you there? Okay, so Leo, here's what we're going to do. We're live, so I am going to actually try to do a three-way. So if you hang up, because if I do a three-way right now and you can hear me, I'll get your voicemail. So let's see if I can three-way you in because your phone is not working, meaning you can't hear me. So hang up, and that'll free the line if you can hear me, and I'm going to try to call Leo. So here we are, live. Here we go. Hey, Leo, Peter's here. Can you hear me?
Please re-enter your PIN now.
PIN? There's no PIN. So I must have misdialed. Hold on. See if Leo's going to pick up. Hello, Leo. We're live on Building Fortunes Radio.
The party you are trying to reach is unavailable. Please leave a message and someone will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hey, if this is Leo, Leo, we are going to have you hang up. And then after you hang up, I'm going to call you back. So hang up. Okay, so we're on Building Fortunes Radio all by ourselves. I'm going to disconnect Leo. I'm going to disconnect him again. And we're going to try to give him a call. So hold on one second, guys.
Hello?
Hey, Leo. Peter's here.
Hello?
Okay, so you stay right here because I think you were having a hard time getting in. And I'm going to do...
Hello?
Hey, Leo. Can you hear me?
So, yeah, sorry about that. I apologize.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. You're doing fine. So hold on one second. I just want to make sure that we're actually live. So I'm going to call into our live telephone. Hold on. One. For those people that want to call in live, 1-347-237-4097. I had to call you a couple of times. Let's make sure we're live, and then we'll get started. I three-wayed you in. So let's go see.
Oh, great. Yeah. I think something was wrong with the signal.
Right. Who knows? We'll see. It's going to tell you whether they can listen to the show. Okay, perfect. We're here. We're good to go. Okay, so for those people that are listening in, we are here. We are live. And we are here with Leo Cantos, who happens to be the son of Ole Cantos, and there's a couple of brothers as well. Nick is usually here, and then we also have Stephen as well. So, Leo, since we came in and we were starting to have some technical challenges, no big deal, but I didn't get a chance to talk to you about what we're going to talk about. So what are we going to talk about today on your radio show? Do you have any ideas?
So today we're going to talk about a couple of things. I watch the radio show every week or so.
Okay.
Just to kind of get an idea of what we're talking about. And last week, the thing that happened last week was talking about a new strategy for how to tell people about your business. And so I'm going to kind of talk about that. But before I talk about that, I kind of want to give a little bit of a life update, how things are. Those of you who watch the podcast know that I've been experiencing some things with my eyes. A couple of people have talked about it. To give a little bit of an update, it's very interesting because at this point in time, I have been kind of testing out my vision over the past couple of weeks or so, and just to see what happens. So I'm just a very curious person to see what happens. I don't know if we talked about this before the last time I was on the show, but it's very interesting to watch some television. I watch Netflix, Hulu, those kinds of things. I don't watch actual TV. Having vision of any sort adds some kind of depth to watching a show, especially a show where there's a lot of action going on. So I had the opportunity to do that over the past couple of days. I've been watching a new show that I really like. And it's definitely something that has added some kind of a new experience to my life.
Now I'm gonna say you gotta hold on 1 second because we gotta bring some of our first time listeners or some people that might not be familiar with this. So let's give them a little bit of the backdrop. So Ole Cantos is blind and adopted three boys. They happen to be triplets: Stephen, Nick, and Leo. And they are also blind as well. So what happened a couple of months ago was Leo started to use some of the product that's associated with his network marketing company and sprayed it in his eyes. And as a result of that, I'll let you tell the rest of the story, but you have been able to actually see for the very first time in your life, and you're kind of giving us an update. Now, I'll let you... Hold on 1 second. Let me just give the backdrop, because I do want to hear it. But what happened last week was also somewhat astounding, because Ole Cantos, and Ole is the dad for those people kind of trying to keep track, Ole was at the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C., and said something like, "I just saw they put a candle on my table." And I said, and I could tell that Ole was rattled a little bit, startled, if you will. And I said, "What do you mean you saw? Because you're blind, Ole. Like, not to remind you, but you're blind." He says, "No, I saw it." So we actually had to take a picture and send me the picture while we were here on Building Fortunes Radio. And that's exactly what happened. So your dad called me the next day to say that he had a cataract that the doctors were going to eventually remove. And when he went in to see them the next day, they asked him, "When did you have the cataract removed?" So I don't know how to explain all of these things. And I know we're not making any medical claims, but we're actually exploring and discovering and hearing about this renewed vision, or vision for the first time, or clarified vision for the very first time on Building Fortunes Radio. So, Leo, I want you to continue, but I wanted to make sure anybody listening in for the very first time wasn't caught like mid-sentence or at the end of the sentence, that they really have a full grasp of everything that you're going through. So when you say you watch TV, that's big. That's big. And I'll let you. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to let you tell your story because you can tell it better than I can. So back to you. So Leo, go ahead. Oh, poop. Leo, are you still there? Leo. He was on his cell phone. Oh, I don't want to cut you off, Leo. I don't want to cut you off. Meaning I could disconnect and then call you back, but I don't want to cut you off. So we're going to do this. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds to recover if you're there, and I'm going to play a commercial, but Leo, you stay right there. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
Okay, Leo, are you back yet? Leo. Oh, poop. Leo, I can't hear you, so we're going to try to take a shot at this. If you are listening, you can hang up because I'm going to try to reconnect you. So here we go. We're redialing back in. We are redialing back into Leo. Live radio. Live radio.
The party you are trying to reach is unavailable. Please leave a message and someone will return your call.
All right, so I am still here. You're hearing my voice. I'm going to give Leo a second or two to let the phone drop, and then we're going to call him back. So here we go. Trying Leo again. Persistence counts. I need to hear his story. Come on, Leo.
The party you are trying to reach is unavailable. Please leave a message and someone will return.
So we're going to give it a couple of seconds. I am going to imagine anything might have happened. Number one, he is a kid, so his battery might have gone dead. Number two, he uses using his cell phone, so his cell phone provider might be having some challenges. Let's see what else could be. Number three, he's at school, so maybe something happened. Number four, maybe there's no need to go through a number four. But the reality is that Leo Cantos, I'm going to give it another minute or so just to make sure the phone line's cleared. So Leo Cantos is the son. I forget which order they're in. I know Nick is the oldest one. And I think, let's say Nick. Right, what are my possibilities as far as like which other one came out next? So it's Nick, Leo, and Steven. I think that's the order it's in. But anyway, so they're 20 years old now. Nick goes to a university that Leo is now going to as well, although they don't see each other too much because they have different friends. And then Ollie's over in Washington, D.C. They're over in Southern Virginia. And I never asked Leo what he's studying, but the interesting thing with Leo, here he comes. We're going to see if we can go get him on the radio show. Hey, Leo, Peter's here.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you right now. Perfect.
Awesome.
So,
okay, great.
Okay, so I don't know what happened, but don't worry about it. We're still live. I was telling everybody that I don't know what you're studying at school, and we can get to that later. I want to hear about your eyes. So tell us more about your eyes.
Okay, great. So over the past couple of days or so, 3 or 4 days, I just wanted to see what would happen if I watched a show on my phone. And my phone screen isn't that big, I mean, because it's an iPod. I wanted to see what would happen. And so I turned up my brightness to 100%, and I was just watching. I made sure that I found the show where there was almost constant movement in the show. I don't remember what it was that I was watching. It was like 2 a.m. But I was watching it, the thing is I can't see color yet. See that things are moving in front of me on the screen, which is not something I had been able to do before because, I could see light, you know, just the general light of the screen itself, but I wasn't able to see that there were figures or shapes or anything like that moving across the screen in various different ways. It definitely added a depth to the program that I was watching at around 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was pretty excited about it. So now I kind of do it whenever I watch a show or anything. I can 100%. It takes up all my phone battery, but I still love to do it.
Now, for those people listening in, what are you doing with the product from your network marketing company that may be having an impact on your vision?
All right.
What is it that you're using? Because all this stuff started happening as a result of the product that you're using.
Yes, so the product name is ASEA, and it's basically a product that helps your body to heal itself. And what it does is it's basically an infusion of what are called redox molecules. And what they do is they help your body by telling your body what parts of it need to be healed. And these are already native to your body, so it's not like you're introducing anything new to it. It's literally what's already inside of you, but you start losing that ability to heal fast when you start getting older. You know, remember how when you were a kid, maybe you remember this, I don't know if you do or not, but remember when you were a kid and you used to do all kinds of crazy stuff, and maybe you got hurt a couple of times. And over those times, you noticed that over the time, if it wasn't a breakage of the arm or anything like that, if it was just a scrape, you healed like really fast, and you could get up and play again like in literally like 2 hours. Well, you see, this is exactly what we're introducing into the body, except for that you're an adult and you can heal the exact same way.
So you've been blind since birth, and have you been? I don't know the appropriate way to describe that. So has it always been pitch black for you since birth?
So it's different for me and my brothers. I can explain this because my brothers have different degrees of vision than I do.
Okay.
Nick has almost no light perception. Almost no light perception. So he can't see light. Steven, he has some light perception, but not as much as I do. And I have the most quote-unquote vision than my brothers. So I can, when I was a kid, I was able to see light, but I wasn't able to see movement or anything like that.
And then what did you start doing? You started spraying some of this product in your eyes?
Yes, that's right. So what happened was I thought, because we went to a conference on our birthday, our 20th birthday, we went to a conference to learn about this product.
and what it could do. And we didn't think it would help our eyes or anything like that. You know, we didn't think that far. But we heard that it could help our body to repair damage. And when I heard that, you know, it was just a fleeting thought. Hey, maybe if I sprayed in my eyes, it maybe repair my eyes. And I didn't think it would happen, you know. And we got the product a couple weeks later. And what happened was let me go back, because this actually requires a little bit more backstory. My dad gave me this product that we had, not for the eyes, but for a separate issue in my body where I had problems eating, because I couldn't eat normal things that people my age eat, because it would cause all kinds of bad problems for me. It would be very painful for me to eat those kinds of things. So I couldn't eat pizza with tomatoes. I couldn't eat anything really high in that kind of content. That was even eating sour or spicy, I couldn't touch, because it would be very painful for me to eat. So I couldn't do it. And I took the product, not knowing what it does, and not even knowing the name of the product. Literally 4 days later, after I started taking the product, I noticed that I could drink soda and Coke and stuff like that, and it wouldn't cause any problems for me afterwards. Now, granted, I know soda is not really healthy for you, but I'm 20, and so it doesn't make a difference to me. So after that, after I started noticing that was happening, we went to this conference, and they were talking about what it was, and they told me the name of the product. They told me, you know, what it's actually supposed to do, you know, because I didn't know about it, what it was supposed to do with your smoothie results. And I said to myself, hey, this can heal damage to the body. Can it heal my eyes? You know, just a random thought. I didn't think it would happen. And so I talked to someone next to me. Her name was Roxanne, and she happened to be our upline. And she gave me a couple weeks later, you know, we talked about it. A couple weeks later, she gave me a spray bottle, and the spray bottle contained the product inside of it. And so I decided to experiment. So I experimented for about it's been 4 months now, hasn't it? Yeah, it's been about 4 months. So I started to experiment. And over the time that I experimented, I noticed a couple of things. The first thing that I started to notice was that I could see shapes in front of me, and it wasn't that far in front of me, like it is now. It wasn't that far in front of me the first couple of months, not even the second month, the first month. I started to notice that, and I became really scared because I had never seen anything like that before, and I thought it was very scary because I didn't know what was happening. And I noticed that I started to become a little bit more disoriented, and it would cause all kinds of problems. Because when I was walking, I thought I saw things in front of me, but really they weren't there, and I didn't know what was going on. And there were some times where I would see things in front of me that were actually there, and I would avoid them without touching them with my cane. And that was toward the second month. The third month, my eyes were hurting, and I thought it was a bad thing. So for a couple of days, I stopped spraying myself with the product to see what would happen. And well, you see, what happened after the pain is really really started this whole experiment in a different direction. Because what happened was, is after the pain ended and I started spraying myself again, I started to notice that I could see further away. So if a person was standing at a normal distance, you know how when you talk to someone, they stand at a relatively safe distance from you. I could see that far to look at the person and make eye contact with them, but I couldn't see their actual details or their face or anything like that, but I could see that they were in front of me. And it started getting further and further away, where I could see people from further and further away. And when I came to this school around the third or fourth month, I went to a dance. And during the dance, I could tell the difference between the darkness in the room
and the actual people that were in front of me dancing, so I could see them move around. And I was able to determine where they were based on where they were moving around in front of me, even if I couldn't look to the left or right, because I don't know how to do that. And now, this whole new TV thing is a really big milestone, because now I watch TV almost exactly the same as a person with sight does, except for that I have less sight and I can't see color, and I can't see actual details yet, but I can see that there are shapes in front of me, and adds a kind of a depth to the show that I watch, because it's more fun to watch. Also, larger screens help a lot.
Wow. So, and did this product start off as a liquid that you put into a spray bottle, or did it start off as a pill and somebody had it diluted? How did that work?
So it's a liquid, and it's not really, you know, it's not a pill or anything like that. It's liquid. And what you are supposed to do really is you're supposed to drink it. You drink 2 ounces in the morning, and you drink 2 ounces at night. And what it does is it helps your body to heal itself. But I spread it into my eyes as an experiment. And there are people who have been spraying it in their eyes who have less damaged eyes, who have actually had visual improvement. But that's for cases of people who have things like glaucoma or a degenerative eye disease that can cause their eyes to kind of lose vision over the years. So I didn't think it would work for me, because I've been blind my whole life, and I had never thought that it would help heal something like my condition, which is retinopathy of prematurity, which there's no official cure for or even treatment for at any point in any kind of medical history.
It's all very amazing, and I just love to hear the story. So you can actually feel a big difference, and that's just amazing. Now, it was kind of interesting, the idea that you said it was a little bit disorienting when you could actually see, because you're not used to seeing. So
yeah, it's completely new.
That's amazing. That is amazing. So for those people listening in, of course, just this is an amazing story. So now, the digestive problem you had was as a result of a surgery that you had, and you still had pain as
that's
a
right.
result of that. And that's really how this whole thing got started. Your dad asked you to try some of this stuff. You tried some of it, and you found that the pain associated with your digestion had gone away. So that's for those people listening
that's
in.
That's right.
That's really how we got this whole thing started. So it's just amazing. So as a result of that, it's really easy to see how you would be excited and enthusiastic to be able to share this experience with other people as well. So I know that you came here to talk about a different topic originally, but I was so intrigued and interested in hearing about your vision and the improvements and the life-changing things that might be happening. If you could progress a little bit more every day or every month, you still got plenty of time left. I know you're not going to be a sharpshooter, you know, for any military, you know. But
yeah,
if you could.
You know, the,
go ahead.
The only reason I wanted to see in the first place wasn't really because I wanted to, you know, I didn't think I was going to do anything like, oh, join the military or anything. I just wanted to play Sonic. That's literally the only reason.
Wow.
So,
well,
yeah.
It's amazing. Now, do you think, and this is a think thing, do you think it might help your other brothers if they start taking it?
Yes, it would help them. And in fact, there's a couple of things. Stephen, he doesn't want to take it because he knows it will work. And he says that he does not want to get his vision back. And by back, I mean, you know, actually have vision in the first place.
Right.
And Nick, well, he doesn't do it as regularly as I do. And so it will take probably longer for him to get his eyes to heal. But he still wants to do it. But Stephen does not want to do it at all. So
that's interesting. That's interesting. So That's very interesting. I just really appreciate you being here to be able to share with us some of the stories that are happening as a result of this product. So, well, going to wrap it up. We're running out of time. Leo, I really appreciate you being here. Sorry Nick couldn't be here for a radio show. I know Ole's not here, but I love it when you get a chance to give us a progress report on the product testimonial that you've had relative to this wonderful product. So for those people that are wondering, the company name is ASEA, A-S-E-A, and what's the name of the specific product, if that's the right question? So what's the name of the product that you're taking?
Yeah, so the name of the product is just ASEA. It's also the same thing. The bottle has the name ASEA on it.
Excellent. Okay, good. Now, if people wanted to get in touch with you or your family, how would they do that?
So if they want to get in touch with me, I am on Facebook. My Facebook name is Leo Cantos. My number is 703-962-1978. And my email address is lcantos421@gmail.com. And feel free to email me because I can definitely answer some questions and get some other people online who can probably help with other questions that they might have about other kinds of healing, any kind of thing like that.
Excellent. Okay, good. So, Leo, thanks for being here. If we miss you before Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays. We will catch everybody next time. Tell everybody in your family we said hello, and thanks for giving us the opportunity to be able to share this with other people. We'll see everyone next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.